More Idaho Matters right now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Earlier this month, Scott McIntosh, opinion editor at the Idaho Statesman and a frequent guest on our Friday Reporter Roundtable, wrote a love letter of sorts in the newspaper to the Owyhee County Historical Museum. Located in Murphy, the museum is dedicated to finding and preserving the history of Owyhee County. It features a recreation of an old Murphy, a recreation rather, of an old Murphy schoolhouse, a 1920 gas station in Homedell, a walk-through mining tunnel, and hundreds of artifacts, many that have been donated by community members. The museum has been growing and expanding a lot over the last 5 years since Eric Garzvo became director, and we invited him to take us on a virtual tour. Eric, welcome to the program.
Hi, Gemma.
So how long has the museum been in operation?
Well, we've been here for 63 years already, and been collecting all of Owyhee County history and surrounding area as well.
So take us on a virtual tour, would you? What will we see when we first walk in the door?
Well, our first museum exhibit room deals with the Native Americans that were the first settlers of the area here, and then gets you into the ranching, cowboys, the Oregon Trail, and then the railroad that finally came out to Murphy here in about 1903. And that connected pretty much Murphy, Silver City, and all those mining towns with the rest of the United, with the rest of the world, because of the rails there. We have a whole display on ranching, and then we have a large display on bits and spurs. So one man's collection of all horse bits and all spurs. It's
wow.
A pretty large collection.
So I wanted to also talk with you about the walkthrough mining tunnel. What does that actually look like?
Right. So you get into our last exhibit room, and we have replicated a mine tunnel. So you kids and adults can, you know, duck their heads and walk down the mine shaft, and then it turns to your left and actually enters what used to be a closet under a staircase. And that has been turned into the display area with miners' lunchbox and helmets and pickaxe. And so you actually kind of feel like you're in the mountain at that point. And there's a whole display in there that talks about what it was like to work in the mines in Silver City.
And you have a gas station, literally a gas station from 1920?
So the gas station's actually a replica of the 1920 service station in Homedale. We have a large picture, and we decided to replicate the gas station, and we got a donation of two old gas pumps and oil pumps, and it is now a place where we can display our 1915 Model T that we give rides in pretty much daily sometimes in the summertime.
So what kind of changes and additions have you been making since you became director?
Wow. So there's been quite a bit. We've done all new lighting in the museum, track lighting, a whole new grid ceiling. We've brought in all new displays and way we design the displays. There's a 1920 player piano that we have been, that was donated back in 2019. That's another favorite. It's operational. And we've got the Model T running. All the equipment that can work is now up and running, our tractors and farm equipment. So it's bringing history back to life. Mm. And our next big push will be for expanding the museum in the future with new buildings and operational printing presses that we have here.
And how supportive is the community, Eric? I mean, I would think maybe they're big fans of the museum.
Yeah, we are very fortunate here. The community, the county, very much big supporters here. And, you know, in 5 years of expanding already the museum and putting in the upgrades, the support has not slowed down. In fact, it's probably, you know, brought in more and sped up in the past 5 years. The joke is I do like to spend money, but, you know, we've never seen an issue with that because we're always getting more donations, and either that be money or actual artifacts.
That really is pretty incredible. So with that said, I mean, how important is a museum like this to your community?
We are the county museum. So we're collecting everything for the whole county here. So, and we are also, mm-hmm. we have a library and archives here at the museum. So we are the repository of all the information. So you can come here and get photographs, documentation. We even have the original 1863 journal diary from Michael Jordan, who was the man who discovers gold in what area becomes Jordan Creek, Silver City, and all of that.
I wanted to just say a big thank you for coming in and talking with us about this. And of course, people can head out to Owyhee County and come to the museum and experience it for themselves. So thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, not a problem. Thanks for highlighting us.
Absolutely. We've been talking with Eric Garzvo. He is the director of the Owyhee County Historical Museum. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed, because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.